Missouri Net News is presented by the Missouri Department of Labor's Shared Work Program. Layoffs aren't your only option. Go to sharedwork.mo.gov.
Prosecutors in far southern Missouri say the suspect charged in a deadly weekend shooting at a Koshkonong convenience store is jailed without bond this morning. Reporter Cody Sanders at our West Plains affiliate KWPM reports the gunman killed one and critically wounded three others Saturday at a Snappy Mart.
According to Jeff Kinder, Missouri State Highway Patrol Troop G Information Officer, a 28-year-old male and resident of Oregon County entered the convenience store at 5:15 a.m. and shot four people with a handgun. A store employee called 911. However, when law enforcement arrived on scene, the suspected shooter was gone. One of the victims was pronounced dead at the scene. The other three were transported to Ozarks Healthcare in West Plains. They were then transported to a Springfield hospital with critical injuries.
The chairman of a brand new Missouri House Subcommittee on Federal Stimulus Spending says universities, hospitals, state buildings, and public safety are expected to receive money under the American Rescue Plan of 2021. Excelsior Springs State Representative Doug Ritchie's subcommittee will meet for the first time today in Jefferson City.
There will be opportunity for several one-time appropriations for capital improvements and deferred maintenance that we know exists throughout the state.
Turnout for the two-day mega vaccine event at Missouri State University didn't meet its goal.
A total of 6,131 Missourians received the Johnson & Johnson shot Thursday and Friday on the Springfield campus. Governor Parson was hoping to get 10,000 vaccinated. The Springfield Green County Health Department reports the 4,385 doses administered Friday broke the state's single-day record of 3,999 shots set in St. Charles County. Officials say the remaining doses from the mega event will be used to vaccinate hard-to-reach populations and go to local clinics. Brent Palm, Missouri Net.
Since late January, there have been no coronavirus cases found among residents in Missouri's seven veterans' homes.
A press release from the Missouri Veterans Commission says daily COVID-19 testing protocols have been used for all staff and veterans, along with continual infection control training. The commission says it has created a phased reopening approach based on real-time monitoring of the coronavirus in each home and each community's rate of positive cases. Additionally, the commission says the homes have been complying with infection control guidance set by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention and the state. The Missouri Veterans Commission is once again accepting applications for new residents. Due to the pandemic, new admissions had not been allowed since March 2020. Last year, a coronavirus outbreak within the state-operated nursing homes claimed the lives of at least 158 veterans. Alisa Nelson, Missouri Net.
You're listening to the latest news on Missouri Net.